The first feature this week takes us to a Hindu temple that now occupies a former pub between Norwich and Great Yarmouth. The article is read by Roy Townsend.
On one side of this former pub and restaurant, traffic rushes by along the Acle Street between Great Yarmouth and Norwich, while on the other side things are more tranquil, with boats slowly gliding along the River Bure. Inside the building, now a Hindu temple, there is a decidedly more exotic feel. The scent of joss sticks wafts through the air as several adults stand in front of a clutch of statues representing myriad Hindu gods. Among them is Ganesha, the god with an elephant head who creates good fortune and removes obstacles. Nearby is Shiva, one of Hinduism's three most important gods. The others are Brahma and Vishnu, who destroy, create and preserve the world. And reflecting Hinduism's diverse influences, there is also a green Buddha. One of the group of people taps two tiny symbols together. Another gently shakes a small wooden block containing several more symbols. A third holds a tray on which a small lamp with a flame sits, and a fourth stands with her hands together in prayer. Behind, a man plays keyboard and sings a beautiful chant in Sanskrit, Hindu's sacred language. The temple, which is not far from the Stracey Arms drainage mill, draws in people from across Norfolk, North Suffolk and beyond, and its existence represents the culmination of a long-held ambition for the local community to have their own place of worship. When we started 16 years ago, we weren't that big a group, but over time we felt the need for a place of our own, said Kiran Kumar, a Lowestoft resident and member of the temple's executive council. Reaching this happy circumstance, where the community has ample space dedicated for its use, has not been easy. The original place of worship was the town hall belonging to St. Mary's, a Catholic church in Great Yarmouth. But the members felt the absence of having their own premises, and space became an issue. They were very kind to us to let us pray on the second Sunday of each month, but the congregation has increased. A lot of people have moved into the area, said Sunita Nagpal, a Great Yarmouth GP, who is the temple's president. As well as being the world's third largest religion, with more than 1 million adherents, Hinduism is also one of the oldest, dating back more than 2,000 years. It doesn't have a single founder. It includes elements of a number of philosophies and traditions, and it encompasses a wide range of beliefs about God. Hinduism is more a way of life, said Kiran. In Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, they follow a particular book. They are book religions. In Hinduism, it's not like that. We all worship in different ways. We may worship every day. We may not worship. But the sense of Hinduism, like other religions, is do unto others as you would like done to yourself. Locally, those at the temple say many Hindus settle in this area to work in the health service. Indeed, one of the other key figures associated with the temple is, like Sunita, a medical doctor named Devendra Khurana, a consultant orthopaedic surgeon at the James Paget University Hospital. There are now thought to be around 250 Hindu families in and around Yarmouth, a similar number in Norwich, plus many others across towns and other villages. It was several years ago the members looked at the former pub with a view to buying it. At the time, the price was too high. Then, in late 2014, just a day before it was due to happen, they heard that an auction was taking place involving the sale of the former pub and restaurant, known over the years as the Stracey Arms, the Three Feathers, the Pontiac Roadhouse, and Embruyo. Worshippers dug deep into their pockets to fund the purchase, and much work on the building was needed, as it had a leaking roof and rat infestation. Despite funds being tight, the group carried out repairs and installed new flooring, and they appreciate the ample kitchen facilities which can be used for preparing meals for special events. In keeping with a popular practice for many Hindus, all food is vegetarian and alcohol is not allowed. Now the community has a sense of belonging, according to Sunita, who was born in India but, like many of her fellow worshippers, has lived in the local area for decades. She moved to Yarmouth in 1988, a dozen years after coming to the UK. Services, usually held at the temple on the second Sunday of each month, typically attract about 50 to 60 people of all ages, although special events may be attended by double this number. The service lasts around 45 minutes and is followed by hymns, after which the members of the congregation have a meal together. There are also services on Tuesday evenings attended by smaller numbers of worshippers. Forging links with the wider community is something the members are keen to do. They visit local schools to give assemblies where they explain Hinduism to the children. And everyone, including people of other faiths, are welcome to visit the facility to see what a service involves. There's no restriction here. Anybody who wants to come here can come and use it, said Sunita. As part of its efforts to forge links with the wider community, the temple is holding an Indian summer fair from midday to 5 p.m. on September the 4th that is open to all, not just people who practice Hinduism. There'll be food stalls, sari stalls, henna painting, and much else.